Our next guest is a painter, Christine. It's spelled Kristen. I'm going to have to ask you about that, but it's Kristen. Christine Hartmann was. See, I'm going for an error in every segment here. She was born in Sweden, raised in the Carolinas for a little bit, and then here in Sacramento, where she studied at Sac State. She's a member of the Folsom Arts Association and the Sutter Street Artists Group. She paints trees, which seems to make sense given that Sacramento is the city of trees. And like any successful artist, her oil canvases are regularly featured at galleries around town. Her newest exhibit, J27 Gallery, correct?
Yes, the J27
Which runs through the end of this week. Christine, welcome.
Thank you.
All right, it seems kind of odd, just trees. Trees are your passion. How did this become? How did this come to be?
Well, I guess it all started at Sac State. I had a studio art course where we were asked to choose an object to paint and draw the entire semester long, and I chose an oak tree, and I just, it never got boring. I mean, I painted and drew this tree all semester long, and then I guess I never stopped. So, and I've changed things up. I've, you know, been painting different types of trees and incorporating water and mountains and things like that. But for the most part, my passion is trees and light and the light shining through the trees.
Do you get the sense that maybe that's going to run its course one day or no?
I'm not sure. I think for now I still have a lot that I can do with trees. There's just such a variety, so many textures and colors and different types of trees and new places I haven't visited yet and new things I haven't seen. Mm-hmm. So for now, I think I'm going to keep at it.
I believe it was on your website here. You have a website, khartmann.com, that you say you're drawn to the way light interacts with form and how it can alter the space in which it falls.
Yes.
Can you give me a lay example of what you mean by that?
I mean, you know, different types of day, sunset, sunrise. Mm-hmm. The light always seems to change the way that things look. Mm-hmm. I mean, trees and mountains and other forms look different when the sun is setting versus when the sun is rising, right, midday. So I experiment a lot with different light. I like to have a lot of contrast, so a lot of shadows. A lot of my paintings are inspired by sunset or right around sunset time.
Do you find yourself going back to the same location to paint the same tree at a different time of the day or, for that matter, in a different season?
I have, yes. I recently did a new series of paintings at William Land Park, and that was during fall, and I took some pictures, and I wanted to incorporate orange and red and a lot of those nice fall colors. So
we're talking with Christine Hartmann, a Sacramento artist who is passionate about painting trees and yet spells her name without the E, which would lead one to think it's Kristen as opposed to Christine. Is this a Swedish extraction?
It is, actually. I was born in Sweden, and over there the I's are pronounced like E, so it would be pronounced Christine in Swedish.
So I should be rolling my R's, shouldn't I?
If you want to.
It would behoove me to do so. You were born there. You lived as a child, a young child, in the Carolinas.
Very young.
Do you have family back in Sweden or in the Carolinas?
Yes, I do. The family on my mom's side is all still in Sweden, and I've been back a lot.
You have?
Yes.
Now, are there trees to paint in Sweden? Most people think, oh, it's all like snow, you know,
yeah,
so what's
there? A lot of people think that. Well, actually, my family lives in the southern part of Sweden, close to Denmark, so it's warmer there. And yes, it does snow, but not all year long. So, and I do have some pictures from Sweden that I've used in paintings, but not so much lately. I'm a lot more inspired by my local surroundings, so.
Tell me, this just occurred to me this morning in the shower. Here's a person who paints trees of all shapes. You know, I do some of my best thinking there.
Right.
I wash off all the impurities and clear of mind. Have you ever painted trees in a landscape after a forest fire?
You know, I don't think so. No.
You know, it would look something like a moonscape, I imagine.
Right. Not a lot of color.
But this seems like an opportune place to do that. We do get our share of forest fires around town.
Right, we do.
Yeah.
And my husband's a firefighter, actually. So
you see? So he could get you right in the
door. He can tell me,
you
come to this spot.
You wouldn't even need a special pass from
anybody.
Right,
exactly.
You put on a hat and boom, you're right there with
your
canvas and off you go.
Mm-hmm.
Which oils? You use oils?
Yes, I do.
Brush or do you use
the knife? I usually start with a brush and then I'll finish with a palette knife. So I like to smear the paint on there and have a lot of thick texture. So
yeah. But the knife gives you a little bit more control for definition, doesn't it?
It does. It does. I can either, you know, use it for details or I can use it for, you know, just putting a bunch of paint on one spot.
Maybe the brush is better for a foggy morning as opposed to a...
Right.
I'm wondering, do you have a favorite tree in Sacramento?
You know, not a favorite tree. I guess that oak tree that I was talking about earlier, that one was actually in Folsom, and it was right outside of my window.
A seminal moment then, that one. You never forget your first.
I know. And that's the one that I painted all semester long, so very familiar. Okay. But mostly just I'm inspired by areas with trees, not one specific tree.
And you mentioned land
parks.
So
yes, land park, definitely.
Yeah, that's a great park, yeah. Are there trees elsewhere in the country that you've seen perhaps in print or perhaps on television or something that you say when they, like maybe the Joshua tree? In the Joshua National Forest down in Southern California?
No, but I actually just went on a trip to South Carolina and Florida, and I did live there as a child, but I just went back recently and got to see all the trees with the moss hanging down, and I'm thinking that I might have a new painting series coming up soon with, you know, those types of trees with the moss and, you know, grassy fields and things like that, so...
Do people give you suggestions? Hey, you ought to paint this tree. Hey,
they do, actually. Yeah. People come in and to the galleries and they'll see my work and say, oh, have you ever been here? Have you been there? You know, you should go to this state and that state and, you know, paint this kind of tree. So
I'm thinking the desert would be a tough place for you.
Right.
You might get withdrawal pain.
Right, right.
Christine Hartman is a Sacramento artist most moved by trees. So she's certainly in the right city. Her newest exhibit at J27 Gallery runs through the end of this week. You can learn more on her website, khartman.com, or on our website, capradio.org/insight. Thank you for joining us, Christine.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. Up next, artists of a different kind. They use a canvas called music. We'll be back.